What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 22nd day of March 2024. And tonight, folks, well, this is the voice of the Christian resistance, and this is Pledge Week, Pledge Week. This is the last night. We got to go big tonight. We really got to do it big tonight. Back in the glass cage. Or no, on the other side. Yeah, in the first glass cage. We call it the phone booth or the bullpen. We have Pastor's Mighty Men. We have Frank and Randy and Aaron back there manning those telephones. And then in the glass cage, in between that, our producer tonight, ready to roll, is Johnny Number One. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Pastor Ernie, happy to be here.
Good to have you here. Right here live in the studio with me is the studio marm who does no harm, almost. Little!
Good evening, everyone.
There you go, you see. Wanted to see if she remembered. There you go, little Lisa. Yeah. All right, go on, get out of here now, go on. All right, now we have out there from the heart of Texas, that lonesome cowboy, none other, Johnny Number Two, Big John McTernan.
Wait a second. How did I get rated number two?
Well, you're the special guest here, and it's about a humility. I knew that you would never accept the kind of man you are, first place, and so because you're too humble for that.
All right. Okay. So you're going to call me Johnny Two?
well, you know, that's a serious question. Let me give me some time to think on that one, all right?
All right. I put pressure on you. I'll let you think.
Well, we're doing that.
Thanks to Ernie and all our listeners, and looking forward to a great, great Friday night show.
All righty, very good. We have a lot to get to tonight. We always do. This is lightning round, so let's start tonight, and I'm glad I've got you, because this is a passage for a real scholarly Bible scholar. And let's start in Luke chapter 11, verses 45 through 54. Boy, does this have an application. Here I have up on my screen over here, President Trump. And we'll be talking about that later. But it looks like he may have some good fortune. It looks like the good Lord is intervening and the attacks by those corrupt, crooked lawyers out there. Now, I don't want to say all lawyers are corrupt, because they're not. We have some very good ones. Lawyers for Life have come to my aid many, many times, and they're good, godly people. But, folks, let me tell you, then and now, today, we have some very corrupt judicial. By the way, John, did you know that the number one position sought out by Satanists, the number one are prosecuting attorneys, whether it be county or state or national. That is the number one seat position that Satanists go after, because for two reasons. One, they're the ones that decide how a case will be heard. And two, prosecutors, more than any others, become judges. And so there you go. And so with that, would you start reading Remy verses 45 and 46 and then stop?
Okay, Luke 11:45. Then answered one of the lawyers and said unto him, Master, thus saying thou reproachest us.
Yeah.
And he said, woe unto you also, ye lawyers, with an exclamation point, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers.
Does that sound like Letitia James?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Does that sound
like attorneys, Pastor Ernie?
Does that sound like Fannie Willis?
Yes.
Does that sound like Judge Engron?
Oh, yeah, all of them.
And what about that prosecutor there in New York? He just had a setback. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, I can see his face. I can't think of his name.
Yeah, he just had a setback.
Bragg.
Pardon?
Bragg.
Brett, yeah. And so, anyhow, so let's go ahead and read me now verses 47 all the way through 50.
Woe unto you, for ye build sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers kill them. Truly ye bear witness that ye allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed kill them, and ye build their sepulchres. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will slay and persecute, that the blood of the prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation.
Okay, so now, the wisdom of God is what?
It's the wisdom of God would be his word. And
right, it's the scriptures.
It would be Jesus Christ.
That's what he's referring to here. It's a synonym for the scriptures, which is surely the source of all absolute true wisdom in all matters and addresses. Now here, this passage is paraphrased, and if I jump over just for a minute, I'm going to jump over to 2 Chronicles. If I remember right, this is, comes right out of 2 Chronicles 36, I think, and verses, let me see, what was that, 2 Chronicles 36 and verses, I think it was 15 and 16, if I remember right.
You want me to bail you out? What verse?
Yeah, go ahead. I think it was verses 15 and 16.
Okay, 2 Chronicles 36, verse 15. And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of the Lord and despised their words and misused his prophets until the wrath of God arose against his people till there was no remedy.
Now, there's something else happening here, too, in here, okay, because the Lord, Jesus himself, is actually, if you listen to this, therefore also said the wisdom. Now listen to what he says. Therefore also said, ready, the wisdom of God. He's referring to himself. The Lord Jesus, he is the Word.
Right.
And so here, and then he quotes what he had given in 2 Chronicles 36:15 and 16, which you just read. And boy, I'm going to tell you, this is amazing. Then you go on and read verse 50.
That the blood of all the prophets which were shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation.
Well, here, now think about this. Let's think about this. To note, from the foundation of the world. Now, God's prophets, beginning with Abel. Abel was the very first prophet. Now, listen. He's telling you, I just had a news article here I was going to read, and it talked about the global warming, the oxygen in the atmosphere, and that, but I didn't, because as I was reading through it, they started quoting the Earth as being billions of years old, okay? And, you know, again, they just don't get it. And so here, what he's saying here, John, is from the foundations of the world. So he's talking about the slaying of the first prophet there, Abel, was at the beginning of the world. The beginning, you know, so he's talking about that. So he's telling you the Earth is not 20 billion years old like Carl Sagan said it was, okay? So he's telling you here, he says, has been shed from the foundation of the world, okay, not 20 billion years, you know, old or afterwards. Now, that's an amazing thing. So he's telling you from start to finish that, you know, God had created the world here, like it says in Genesis, in 6 days from start to finish, for 6 literal days, not billions of years. And so how do we know it was 6 literal days, John?
Well, it says day and night in it.
Yeah, I mean, that's plain enough for me, right?
Yeah.
I've seen a number of those days and nights, you know. So, all righty, so go ahead and pick it up and read verse 51 through 54.
From the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple, verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge, and you enter not in yourselves. And them that were entering in, ye hindered. And as he said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to argue him vehemently, and to provoke him to speak of many things, laying wait for him, and seeking to catch something out of his mouth that they might accuse him. But it sounds just like today. It sounds just like today. You know, to catch something out of his mouth that they might accuse him.
Well, you're absolutely...
And if you don't say anything wrong, they'll make something up.
Okay. You know, I've got a perfect example of what you just said. Right here. The real bloodbath. The bloodbath hoax. Backfiring. Media ratings plunge, so will Joe Biden's numbers. So they attacked Trump on this. When Trump used the word bloodbath, he was talking about the car industry, if Mexico starts producing cars and that. And so it had nothing to do. So all of the fake news media, Nasty Pelosi and that, came out and said Trump was threatening Obama Biden with a bloodbath, okay? He wasn't talking about any of that. Now, of course, the big mistake was that we could just keep replaying the tapes back and forth, so now... Again, another shot to the almost non-existent credibility of the fake news media. And here. And Nancy Pelosi jumps on board the bloodbath hoax. Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, let me add something in here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bloodbath. Remember, Trump was talking about the economics that would result from that. All right, so there's two... I'm in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. There's two parts of the definition for bloodbath. Part 2B says a major economic disaster.
Boy, is that exactly what it is, too.
Yes.
I mean, he
perfectly used the word for a economic disaster.
Yesterday, John, gas was the gas pumps were $3.19 a gallon. And I thought, well, you know, I'll go ahead, I'll just get it tomorrow when I go in there. So it went from $3.19 yesterday to $3.49 today. My car takes 30 gallons. Boy, what a mistake I made. I could have got it yesterday from, that's 30 cents per gallon. Okay.
Well, here in Texas, Pastor Ernie, I had a full tank and I paid $2.49 a gallon. And then yesterday I was remarking to my wife, we were driving someplace, and I looked at it, I said, look at the price of gas. It was $2.99. So in a matter of a week, I'm going to say, the gas went from $2.49 here to $2.99. Now it's up over $3. So, yeah, that's hurting him. It's an election year, Pastor Ernie. They want to take things, they want to keep it real nice and neat on election year, don't they?
Well, yeah. Well, again, like I said, it's not doing Joe Obama any good.
And, right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But again, they're not counting on a fair election anyhow. They've got no intention at all. They are gearing up for more extreme. That's what Democrats do. Democrats do not have a fair election. They have to cheat at everything they do. That's what makes them Democrats. But anyhow, so here, when he says, and the blood of the prophets was shed from the foundations of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias. Now, that was interesting, too, because here, when we talk about think about this, that Abel was the first prophet. And so what do you think he was doing when Cain slew him?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, he was probably explaining the system God had set up. He was probably maybe like preaching to him.
Absolutely.
Because Cain he was bringing the sheep there before the Lord. And Abel was bringing the sheep, and Cain was bringing the gardening, the food that he had grown before the Lord, and the Lord accepted Abel's and not Cain's. Because that was all a type of Christ dying on the cross for us.
Absolutely. Now, so here,
Cain did not want to hear the gospel.
So Cain would represent, the apostates of today. So here, now Zacharias mentioned is probably the son of Jehoiada and the priest. He was stoned when he prophesied against the people under King Joash. Now, here, it was his father, okay, who Jehoiada, who was very good to the king, and the king forgot all about that. I'm going to turn over to 2 Chronicles 24. 2 Chronicles 24. And starting with verse 15. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay, read verse 15 all the way through 22.
But Jehoiada waxed old and was full of days when he died. And 130 days old was he when he died. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings because he had done good in Israel, both towards God and towards his house. Now, after the death of Jehoiada came the princes of Judah and made, Pastor Ernie, obsessions to the king. The king hearkened unto them. And they left the house of the Lord God of their fathers and served groves and idols, pagan worshipers, huh? And worship, and wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for their trespasses. And he sent prophets to them to bring them again unto the Lord. And they testified against them, but they would not give ear.
Now here, Jehoiada, he lived longer than any of his predecessors. He was 131 years old when he died. And he was the king, and he was also a high priest. And so here now, he was Joash's, again, his uncle. He was Joash's uncle. And here, he didn't remember his own cousin, and he had him killed, had him stoned, okay, because he prophesied the truth. He told him, here, you either repent from what you're doing or perish. Now, I'm a prophet, and I'm telling you what God has to say. So what was his example? He killed him. What do they want to do with us today? When I'm going to tell you, I get more Democrats angry at me for preaching the gospel than anything else. And I've actually have some actually tell me, I listen to your program until you start preaching the Bible, then I just turn you off. And so things haven't changed, have they?
Is that me at the end, Pastor Ernie, when I give a call to the Lord? Is that they turn me off?
Yeah, sometimes they do. Well, in the Bible study, they wait till the Bible study's over. They don't want to hear that, okay? But they want to hear what kind of news we're giving out. And I have one who's told me more than once that this guy claims to be a Methodist, and he says that where it comes to religion, his religion is a very personal thing, and your religion is not something that you share with other people. And I'm thinking, have you ever heard of the Bible? Now, this guy's a professor. And I said, have you ever heard of the Bible? You know, you ought to try to read that thing sometimes, you know. But, all righty. John in West Park pledges 30. John in Brook Park pledges 100. Well, how many Johns are there out there tonight? Okay. And Gloria in New York pledges 300. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The numbers are 888-281-1110. Now, that's the credit card line, too. Again, that is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All we need is a whole bunch of more Johns tonight to take us over. You always heard that statement. He's a pretty good John, right?
No, I've never heard it.
Oh, my. Anyhow, wait a minute. No one's ever said that he's a pretty good John? Man, I'm sorry.
No, never heard it.
No one's ever told you that you're a pretty good guy?
I never heard them say you're a pretty good John. No, I never heard that.
Well, you heard it first here tonight.
Yes, I did.
Right. All right.
I can say I lived a sheltered life, Pastor Ernie.
All righty. And with that, we'll be right back right after this.
Potentate, he made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love.
He will lift you up. He won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Some men are like me, no question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. Men called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by a man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
All right, and that was the real Joe Clark. Real Joe Clark, who was with us for a long time, and he went home to be with the Lord. And we miss you out there, but he's probably in that heavenly choir right now. And yours truly, old Pastor Ernie. A couple of announcements. One is Doors of the Word Baptist Church will not have an evening service for the next 2 weeks. We're going to have both morning Bible study classes, and then we'll have the morning service, but there'll be no afternoon or evening classes or an evening service. So, for the next 2 weeks. There you go, folks, because we have other things. We're going to be doing special events for Palm Sunday and for also for Easter, or Resurrection Sunday. All righty. Carmen in Connecticut pledges $125. Well, let's say we've got people pledging in from Ohio, from New York, from Connecticut. Where else have we got it coming from? I want to hear from you folks out there in California. California, where are you? Where are you? What about Texas? You got these big states with all this high population. Where are you guys out there, California, Texas? Don't you love us? I don't know, Jim.
I'm here, Pastor Ernie.
All right, well, how much do you...
I'm worth a lot of money. I'm sure I'm worth being here. I'm worth a lot of money.
Well, go ahead and make a huge pledge then. I pledged $2,000 this week. Do you care to match it?
No.
I knew it. You put him on his spot. There you go, folks.
No. I said my presence here is what draws money.
Well, we'll find out. Yes. You folks out there listening right now.
Back me up.
I need to know how much John's presence is worth to you. We want to hear from you, especially all you rich oil people from Texas. I want to know how much John's presence is worth, okay? And by the way, you know, I watched yesterday. I watched in El Paso. I watched as they tore down the they tore down the one right through the barriers, the brick blockades, and scared the dickens out of all the border guards there because you had a real swarm of Obama or Joe Bama terrorists and illegal aliens as they came in swarming. What's happening? Are you worried?
Well, the vast majority are being blocked now. I mean, it was utterly ridiculous what Biden had set up a a regular, like thousands upon thousands coming in that one spot there, Eagle Pass. That's all been blocked, and they're expanding now. We're making our own border protection separate from the federal government. But I guess, Texas border, Pastor Ernie, is, real long. And they can't get every area, and it was stretched. We need, an army to protect the border. But we have the Texas National Guard is there. The Florida National Guard is there. Louisiana National Guard, Oklahoma, South Dakota. I think Alaska came. So we're starting to beef up the border, but there's all sorts of spots where it can be penetrated.
Well, yeah, I've been down there on that border myself, and you're not kidding. It is long. It goes all the way from Texas all the way to Arizona. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of places. And in Arizona, they're coming through like nothing. They're pouring in there.
The governor of the Pastor Ernie, she's like Biden.
Yeah, I know. The whole Maricopa County is bought and paid for by the drug dealers. And, it's unbelievable how the corruption of that county there.
One federal judge today ruled in Washington, D.C., that illegal aliens can register and vote. That's exactly what they want to do, Pastor.
So one federal whore, a prostitute, a treasonous whore that has sold us out again, right?
Yeah, she was one of those. She's connected with Trump somehow. I'm not sure. I just looked at the headline. I didn't read it. But definitely she ruled in Washington, D.C.,
That'll be overturned before it come November.
I hope so. Yeah, here it is. Dirty Obama judge Amy Berman Jackson upholds D.C. law that allows non-citizens and illegal aliens to vote in municipal elections.
Oh, that's new. That's just the city elections, right?
Right, right. The local elections.
Yeah. Well, that's a step towards the national, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
All right, Susan in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Susan. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Couple quick stories here. Oh, by the way, I forgot to say. For you folks out there, tonight, we have both of those books, What Must I Do to Be Saved? Very, very good book, but written by my old buddy, Pastor Dr. William Grady. John, this book is for people that either don't know or are not sure of their salvation, or those that are sure that they're not saved and want to know how to get saved. And it's really a good book. It's, he makes it very, very clear. And then we have Susan Daniels has written The Rubbish Hauler's Wife versus Barack Obama, a true story. And it goes into her life. Her husband was in competition with Danny Green, and Danny Green had him done. According to her, she had him killed, left her a widow with 7 kids. And she became a private investigator and dug up a whole lot of stuff on Barack Obama, which she made public right here on this radio program. So you can get both of these books, both of them, a donation of $50 or more. And but if you're destitute out there and you'd like it, but you couldn't afford it, let us know. We can see if we can help you. That's the point. We're trying to be here to be positive, try to help folks, educate. We want to be the watchman on the wall here. Now, speaking of all that, you know what just took place in Russia, right? In Moscow?
Yeah, that slaughter, Pastor.
That was pretty bad, wasn't it?
The last I heard, there was 40 killed and I think over 100 wounded, or hundreds. It's either 100 or hundreds wounded.
You're absolutely right in here. I just watched it here. And it was just a horrific terrorist attack. These guys just went in there shooting everyone that was out there on the square, everyone that they could find. They shot and just kept going. Now, what's his name? Our Secretary of State says that, well, the United States knew that the attack was going to take place. Unbelievable. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that they might have had something to do with it here today.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, they really want to get us into a war with Russia, don't they?
Pastor Ernie, it's so obvious they do. I mean, it's not only us, but like the French, Marcon is, he's doubling down on sending troops to Ukraine. I think he's talking about sending 20,000 troops to Ukraine.
Well, I'm going to play this. There's all you can hear is the gunfire, and I'm watching this on the screen as these guys are. And I think I can play. It don't look like it's going to play for some reason. It won't play. Anyhow, on to the next story there. The next story is Donald Trump. Trump, it looks like that that website he's got, or that, what is it, Truth First? It's going public.
He's
going
to go public with it, yeah.
And they said if he goes public, if he sells his stocks in there, it'll give him about $4 billion. Meanwhile, that completely corrupt court in New York with that Judge Engron. The only criminals in that court were Engron and Letitia James, okay? They were the only real crooks in that courtroom. And here, this way, they're not going to be able to take Trump. They're trying to take Trump Towers, and they really want his plane. They want to do all that they can. Now, this is election interference, and they won't even deny that. And there should be charges brought against them. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, the corruption is just unbelievable. So,
well, Pastor Ernie, was anyone out of money? Did people with this financial deal Trump was involved in, did anyone lose money to the banks?
No, the banks made tons of money, and they said they wanted to always continue to deal with Trump because he was a good, easy, great guy to deal with.
Right. So did some of the top CPAs in the world testify for Trump that this was normal business practice?
Absolutely, and guess what else they did? Some of the top ones moved out of New York City. They're losing about 200 a day. 200 people are moving out of New York City a day. Now think about that. That's 1,400 a week, right? And that's 50 something over 5,000 a month that are leaving New York City. And a lot of your major businesses have pulled out. The largest gun manufacturer
Remington.
Yeah, Remington. They've been in New York for
200 years or something.
Yeah, and they're pulling out, and so they're destroying us. They're doing what Democrats do. The Democrats destroy everything. Okay, and so they're pulling out of New York.
What's happening, Pastor Ernie, is this, what they're doing to Trump, it's trumped-up charges. They're saying that he falsified a financial statement to get the loan. That's what they're saying. That's what this whole case is about. So it's shown that Letitia, is that her name?
Letitia James, yeah.
Yeah, she said before the court that his house was like not worth $19 million. Pastor Ernie, he has acres. He has like, I don't know what it is, 20 acres, something like that.
Are you talking about Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His house is probably worth, I don't know, maybe 200. I have no idea. The land alone is worth a fortune. It's probably like 200 million, 300 million. And the Letitia said, no, that's inflated. It's not worth that. And that's what this whole thing was about. a false statement to get a loan. That's what this is about.
Absolutely. What was the fine that they gave him? Was it 400?
With the penalties and interest was $428 million.
So there you go. That is.
Trump said today that he's raised $500 million.
All righty. Yeah. So
he's got enough to cover it. But here's the thing, Pastor Ernie. This is very dangerous because this is the way the communists, wherever they came to power, they would hold show trials, and they would take the wealth away from the people, just like the Democrats are doing in New York City with Trump. I mean, they want to get him, and it doesn't matter what they have to do. They're going to make laws up. He didn't break any law. No one lost any money in this. No, not one penny was lost. He paid everything back on time. But this is really frightening. We know about this because it's Donald Trump.
Absolutely. Right? All right. Hang tight for a minute, Joe, because I got to announce Anonymous in Pennsylvania. So we've added Michigan, Pennsylvania, pledges 100. And Dan, the blessing man from California, pledges 60. All right, so we've had Michigan, Pennsylvania, 60. Good. So we got about six states now. We got to keep going. Texas is still not here. Texas, California came in, but Texas is still not here. I don't know, John.
Oh, don't worry. Ye of little faith.
Hey, listen, I got to ask you a question now. This pertains to what you're talking about. The Fourth Amendment says this: U.S. citizens are protected from unreasonable searches of a person's property. Do you think that would apply to Trump?
I think it certainly applies to Mar-a-Lago, what the FBI did, yeah.
All right.
Also, excessive, like, fines and penalties.
The Eighth Amendment.
Yeah. Yeah.
U.S. citizens are protected from cruel and unusual punishment. So here you have a crime that's not a crime. The only crooks in the courtroom are Ingram and Letitia James, okay? And Trump is the victim here. So when Trump gets back in, we got to make sure he does. They're going to do everything they can, including starting a civil war, surrendering to China, to try to keep that from happening. But if Trump gets back in, you know what he needs to do right away? Get an actual... Now, I know that there's already a process going where he has been doing searching for, can you believe this, someone who is going to be the attorney general who's not bought and paid for or can be bought and bribed like all the others here. They have all been corrupt, very corrupt. They were set up. And so I know that there's been a process going on looking for an actual, real, honest, legitimate American-type attorney general. Who would you have?
Abbott here from Texas.
Yep, that would be a good one. I would agree to that, yeah.
Well, look how they wanted to get rid of him, Pastor Ernie. The Democrats and the rhinos in Texas doubled up and came after him. And the same thing is like with Trump. There was nothing against him. When finally he got his day in court and everything was produced, it was like there's nothing there. So the impeachment was just smoke and mirrors. But why would the Republicans were part of it. It was the
rhinos
were a part of it. So they want to get rid of him because he's so effective.
Yeah. Now remember, we were warning people, John. You remember all the way back 2016, we were warning people about the all across in the state of Ohio, but across the country, their new strategy is to have to run Democrats to register as Republicans in the states that they could do that and run as Republicans, and they actually sent notices out here in Ohio to all the Democrats that were registering, vote for this Republican candidate and because, you know, he's really a Democrat. And so they did that. And that's where we got in Ohio because of that. We got what is called the Rhino Blue 22 state reps that were elected as Republicans but are actually Democrats. And we had some of that out in our own county, even county commissioner. So,
well, I don't know if I mentioned this, Pastor Ernie. I don't remember doing it, but we just had a primary here in Texas.
We too.
And the governor came and voted for what they did was identify the rhinos and then campaigned against them. So did the attorney general. And Trump was here also, and all of them wiped out, and they're going to have, I think, a couple runoffs. But I'm based on everything that's coming down, I think they're going to lose in the runoffs. So we have a chance, and judges, there were three Rhino liberal Republican judges there that were driving us crazy, and the governor came and endorsed the right ones, and they won. So we've literally had a clean sweep here in the primary to run good Republicans. We got rid of the rhinos. They're gone.
Yeah, we did pretty good in Ohio. I didn't realize how good we did in Ohio, but we got about 8 out of 10 of the candidates we won. We exposed the rhinos, and except for one or two got in, the rhinos. But for the most part, we won. Jerry in Ohio pledges 100-888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673, folks. You know what I'm going to do, John? The cause is a righteous cause. The cause is a righteous cause. And here we have to. We have to keep going after them. We got to stay on the air on all the stations we're on, and it's very, very difficult because now, you know, they're making the economy as bad as it is, but at the same time, you know, do you know of any other radio programs? There might be a couple, Alex Jones and that out there, that are as uncompromising and, well, as bold as we are. Do you know of any other?
No, Pastor Ernie. Seriously, I don't think anyone that's going national, no, I don't think so.
For 50 years, we've gone without any compromises at all. 50 years. We work very, very hard. We really do work hard. And we don't make a profit on this thing. We're not in this to make money. We're in this because the cause is a righteous cause. This is our country. God's Word, the Bible, tells us to run to the battle, be doers of the word, not just hearers only, deceiving yourself, and here resistance to tyranny. And this is what we're resisting, is always obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience to God. The pastors in this country have really let God down. The pastors, only a very small percentage of shepherds, the rest, so many of them out there, they're hirelings. They weren't shepherds. If the pastors had really stood and were bold the way they should have been, we would have never had 160 million dead babies. God would have not have been kicked out of the public schools. Everything in this country would have been totally different. We would have still been the way it was back in the 50s, but the pastors did not have the courage when the time came, and they need to repent of that. They really need to repent of that, and in fact, we've got some of these mega churches that are actually telling people not to get involved with politics, that Christians shouldn't be involved in politics. What does that Bible mean when it says we're the salt and light? Hold on just 1 minute. I want to say that Tony in Massachusetts pledges 100. Thank you, Tony. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. What does it mean, John, to be salt and light?
Preserve, Destiny. Preserve, and the salt preserves, and the light is truth.
So light chases away the darkness, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That's what we're here to do, to chase away the darkness. And, boy, I can tell you, we've been in a battle with them for 50 years. With this radio ministry here, you don't know how much we're hated by the mainstream media. They used to, remember, we used to go head-to-head with them, but they decided not to fight with us anymore because the more that happened, the more people found out about us, and they didn't. They wanted to stop that. And so,
Pastor Ernie, the more their position gets exposed, the more they lose.
Absolutely.
When you engage them and get down to the core and peel back all the lies and expose the delusions, only the hard core will stay with them. But the rest see what they are, Pastor Ernie. They're living in delusions where they are not, or lies covering over where they're not, the truth about what they are is not getting fully out. So when they engage someone like you, the truth gets out and they lose.
And you know what? Here's the ironic thing. They have the history of what happened in Nazi Germany, and I'm talking about the mainstream, what they call the mainstream media. We call the fake news media, as Trump calls them. They're right. Boy, he really went off on them the other day. But they have the history. They knew what happened in Nazi Germany. They knew what happened in Soviet Russia and Romania and these North Korea and Cuba. They knew what happened. These so-called the media, that the propaganda arms, okay, where when the communists got into full power, in every case they said, look, I mean, there was a, if they were so quick to betray their own countrymen, they will betray us too. Don't you think those people at NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN know that? And what happened with that? What did Hitler do to them?
Exterminated them.
That's right. Unbelievable. And you would think they know that.
Pastor Ernie, their minds are so twisted by sin that they just can't reason anymore.
I hear you. Gary in Illinois pledges 100. Thank you, Gary. Thank you. All righty. Those numbers are, we're coming up to a break, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Major PBS sponsor, John, funds the abortion industry and big media. That's right. Viewers of frequent PBS have heard the name of major sponsor, that John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. Frequently, the foundation supports more than just public television. It's a major contributor to the child molesting, murdering industry, as well as other media outlets and corrupted journalism schools and other projects. There you go, folks. That's what you have at the Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. We're coming up to a break, and when we come back, there's a whole lot more to go, so don't come away. We'll be back. It's a countdown. He can count. Johnny can count. I know it. 2-1.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Cable news, noisy, boring. out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now channel 525.